Well, a gorgeous banister and a dramatic newel post can add a stylish look to your stairs. But years of manhandling, and if you've got kids, constantly swinging on those banisters can lead to shaky stairs and loose railings.
Well, the fix for many of these problems is fairly easy. I guess if you're Tom Silva, the general contractor for TV's This Old House, he's going to join us now with some tips so that we can do it ourselves. Welcome, Tommy.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, the stairs and the rails take a lot of punishment, so loose posts are pretty normal wear and tear, right?
They sure are. Kids coming down the stairs swinging on that newel post to get to the kitchen in a hurry, they
it's
always
like,
loosen it.
Got to hit that landing, got to swing around the post, and you got to go down everything. Every spindle on your way.
That's a good way to do it. I like that.
So let's start with securing those loose posts. Where do we begin?
Well, you know, you got to assess the situation, see how it's put in there. And lots of times you can actually drill a hole right through the side of the post and into the stringer or into the edge of the riser or even the tread.
Okay, so basically you want to try to improve the connection point between that post and portions of the stair, a stringer being the side of the stair or the riser, the part that your foot sort of bumps into when you step on the stair, the vertical piece, or the tread, which is, of course, the horizontal piece you step on. Any of those solid wood connections with the right kind of hardware can tighten up that post?
Absolutely. The stringer is the structure to the whole stair system. It's that sawtooth cut that makes everything support and rest on. And if you can get into that with a good solid fastener, you can usually tighten up that newel post.
Now, I guess that gets harder when you don't have a newel post. If you have, say, a balustrade or a, what's it called, a French
that fancy curl at the bottom
thing at the bottom, yeah,
oh, the
volute.
The flute.
The volute.
The volute.
Right. I knew it was French,
yeah.
I think you guys just made that up. I'm going to with the fancy turnout.
I like
the bottom, right? You know what I mean? It looks like a birdcage, right? So that's got to be tougher because there's a lot of connection points there.
There's a lot of connection points there, and I've done those where lots of times where you go into an old... Years ago, what they would do is they'd take the newel post and they would put it down through the floor and they would cut a... They would extend it down through the floor framing about 4 or 5 inches, and they'd have a hole in it where they could drive a wedge into that hole and then pull it down to the floor. Well, what I've done in some situations where I can get down below it, I've actually gone under the floor, figured out where the newel post is, drill a hole through the subfloor and into the underside of the newel post, then fasten that down with a long lag bolt.
So work from the bottom up if
exactly.
you can't work from the top down.
Sometimes that's the way you have to do it.
Right.
And what if the treads themselves start to become loose or creaky? What can you do to get to those?
Well, you can nail them back in, or you can actually put a screw into the stringer, the structural part mm-hmm. of the stairway, and to find that stringer, you can look on the stair tread itself, and you'll see where the old nail holes are, and you can put a finish screw in there. There's actually a screw that you can use that will drive down through the tread, and the head will snap off just below the top surface of the wood, and you can just fill it with a little putty.
Now, what about loose spindles? As you guys were talking about, kids come down the stairs, and they love to run their fingers across those spindles. They can get loose. Spindles don't really contribute that much to the structural integrity, but they can be kind of annoying. How would you tighten them up?
Well, it depends on how they're fastened. Some are square on top, square on the bottom. You can toe nail them into the railing and nail them into the tread. If they're round on the top, they may be in a dowel hole. And the tread, and let's say the baluster is coming off or loose, sometimes you can pick it up, get it out, and then put some glue in the holes, push it back into place. The other way is around, I've actually taken nails and put them on an angle from the underside of the outside of the stair tread. If it's an open riser, obviously, you can get a nail into that bottom side of the baluster.
And the trick I've always used with that is to actually make the finish nail be the drill bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And just kind of carve a path through that baluster so it doesn't split.
The finish nail is a great drill bit. People don't realize it, but you're drilling the exact right size hole.
Now, what about attaching handrails? They take as much punishment as the rails that are on the open side of the step, but the rail that's on the closed side of the step attached to the wall. Very often, you can't get a good attachment point for some of those brackets. I've seen brackets that are wider than the stud, for example, so you can only get maybe 2 out of 3 three holes into something that's meaty behind it. Any tricks of the trade for securing those up?
You're right. They can get loose at the wall if there's nothing behind there for that. And it's a good part of a builder to always make sure that there's good nailing behind the walls for those particular reasons. But they have these finish blocks that you can actually cut off the railing, say about 3/4 of an inch, to allow for the thickness of this square, oval, or round bracket that you would put that's wider and higher than the railing itself, that will allow you to get screws into some structure and then screws into the railing.
So attach the block solidly, then attach the rail to the block.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Great advice. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
All right. Catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.